boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-L-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. In the Bunker's kitchen, a plumber on his hands and knees works under the sink. Edith enters.
Mr. Strinsky. Mr. Strinsky!
He bangs his head.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's an occupational hazard.
I don't think I can use the sink.
Not till tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, you want to do a good job, don't you? You don't want your neighbor's dishwasher backing up into your sink.
My neighbors? You mean the Jeffersons?
Yeah, you didn't know that your plumbing was on a party line, did you?
No. Don't tell Archie.
Another man enters.
I got some water from the bathtub for you, Mrs. Bunker.
Thank you, Mr. Howard.
Hey, Nick. Yeah. I'm going to go up and check on the bathroom. You want to get all this junk together?
Right, Mr. Strinsky.
Well, I don't know.
Something wrong?
Well, I ain't never cooked dinner with bathtub water before.
What's the matter? Afraid to leave a ring around your pot? You know something? When I was a kid, I used to wonder, how does the water know if it's supposed to go to the kitchen or the bathroom?
Edith knits her brow, confused.
Miss Bunker, you're beautiful.
Oh, would you like some coffee?
Yeah, thanks. You know, you sure got a comfortable-looking home here, Mrs. Bunker.
Thank you.
It takes a heap of living in a house to make a home, and heaps of sun and shadow, and you sometimes have to roam, for you really appreciate the things you left behind.
And hunger for them somehow. With them all is on your mind. Edgar A. Guest.
You know Edgar Guest.
Yeah. Well, not personally. Just his poetry. Ain't he the one that wrote, "What is snow but God's dandruff?"
No, that was Nick Kenny, you know. Oh, I know all the good poets. Yeah, I'm a big reader. I must read about, 100 books a year.
Oh, my. Where do you get all that time?
The judge gave it to me.
The judge?
But didn't Strinsky tell you? I'm a convict.
A convict? Oh, my. Well, what are you doing here? I mean, why ain't you home in jail?
I'm an inmate at Sing Sing. They got this work furlough program, you know. I work during the day, and then they throw me back in the slammer at night. But I thought Strinsky told you.
No, he didn't.
Then he must have told your husband.
Oh. I'm sure he didn't tell Archie. Sit down and have some cookies.
Not too many. I gotta watch my figure.
Mr. Howard sits at the table.
Oh, my. A real prisoner. Well, if you love Edgar A. Guest, you couldn't have done nothing too bad. What did you do?
Armed robbery. I tried to hold up a pawn shop with a toy gun.
How did you get caught?
The pawnbroker had a real one.
Ain't it nice that you're learning an honest business?
Well, you get the plumbing bill. Hey, you're like like card tricks.
Oh, yeah.
Let me show you my fast shuffle.
He shoots the cards between his hands.
That's wonderful. How did you do that?
Oh, it's easy. Sit down, I'll show you.
All right.
First, take them in your right hand. Okay. No. This way. Okay. Now, hold up your other hand to catch them. All right, now, squeeze them hard.
Cards fly everywhere.
That squall's too hard.
At the front door.
Glad it's you. I was afraid it was Archie. What's the matter, Ma? You got a man in the closet? No, in the kitchen. It's Mr. Howard, the plumber's helper.
So?
Well, he ain't just a plumber's helper. He's a prisoner, too.
You're holding a man prisoner in the kitchen?
No.
Wait a minute. You mean the guy who's working for Strinsky is an ex-convict?
He ain't an ex-convict. He's a still is. In Sing Sing, they let him out during the day to do work.
Oh, yeah. I read about them doing that with prisoners.
Come on, I'll introduce you to him. He's very nice. Mr. Howard, I'd like you to meet my daughter, Gloria Stivic, and this is her husband, Mike Stivic.
Glad to meet you.
How do you do?
Oh, hi. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Mr. Howard, I hope you don't mind, but I told him where your home is.
Well, that's okay, you know. But you better excuse me if sometime I seem a little uptight, you know. When you've been in and out of the slammer as many times as I have, sometimes you feel more comfortable inside than outside. That's what the prison shrink said, that I kept getting caught because I was afraid of the outside world.
Well, there ain't nobody to be afraid of here.
Here I am. There is now.
Excuse me. Here, dummy up.
Edith and Gloria run to the living room.
Oh, geez, Edith, I got a bad tooth over here. Don't come at me like a billy goat.
What's the matter with
it? Oh, geez, I lost a filling eating a fig Newton today.
Did you find it?
How the hell could I find it? I swallowed it. I see Strinsky's dirty old truck out there. Did he finish the plumbing job yet?
He'll be finished tomorrow. His help is in the kitchen now, cleaning up.
Our plumbers never clean up. Geez, I lost a filling for lunch. I'll probably get Sandy flush in the soup tonight.
Mike's at the fridge.
Oh, look at this beautiful sight. Deep into the box. Why don't you just hop in there, shut the door, and say wear and tear on a light bulb?
Mr. Howard, when you go home tonight, you think you could take him with you?
Mike leaves Archie and Edith with Howard.
This is my husband, Mr. Howard.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
How you doing there, plumber? Yeah, well, you clean up pretty good here, huh? Gee, you been in the plumbing racket a long time?
Well, actually...
No, he was in toy weapons.
Well, let's see. Did you get us any water pressure over here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to shut it off until tomorrow.
What do you mean? We ain't got no water here?
We can use the water in the bucket, Archie. Mr. Howard brought it from the bathroom.
Water from the bathroom? The hell with that? Out the door.
No. Water, Archie, to cook dinner.
Oh, you ain't cooking my dinner in that kind of water. If bathroom water was supposed to be used for cooking, Edith, your kitchen be up in your trailers. Can't you see that?
Hey, Nick, waiting time.
Hey, Strinsky, hold it there. Wait a minute. What are you going to do, leave before the job is finished? We ain't got no water here.
I'm sorry, Arch, but we'll be back early in the morning. I got to get Nick back on time or he'll be in trouble.
Wait a minute. What is this? What trouble?
What trouble?
They leave.
Don't answer my question with my same question. What trouble? What is it?
Why can't you tell him? Mr. Howard is on a work furlough from Sing Sing.
Sing Sing?
It's perfectly legitimate, Daddy.
Sing Sing is legitimate? Sing Sing? We got a plumber here from Sing Sing?
Only part-time. He works days, and then he goes home to the slammer at night. That's the same. same place Jimmy Cagney used to call the big house.
What is this? We got a killer for a plumber here?
No, just an armed robber.
Just an armed robber. You know what being sent up for armed robbery means?
It means he wasn't very good at it.
Shut up, you.
Oh, it's just part of a new rehabilitation program.
What are you telling me? With guys breaking into your homes at night, now they're going to let cons out to make house calls in the daytime? Oh, no, no, no. I'll put a stop to this right now.
Archie, what are you going to do?
I'm going to call up Strinsky's shop. I'm going to leave word. I don't want a convict working around here.
Oh, no, Archie, please don't do that. They may not let him out again.
I'm going to make this call.
Oh, well, put that phone down.
I am going to make the call.
Put the phone down.
I am going to make this call.
Put the phone down, damn it!
Edith takes the receiver and hangs it up, shocking herself and Archie. Archie glowers at her.
In front of the kids?
Edith is restlessly sleeping in bed. She shuffles to the middle and throws her arm over where Archie should be, but his spot is empty.
Archie, where are you? Oh.
He lumbers in.
Archie, is everything all right? Do you feel all right?
No, I had a bad dream.
Oh, you want to tell me about it?
Yeah, you know what happened? I dreamed I had to go up to go to John and it was missing. It scared me so bad, I woke myself up. Then I figured I better go in and check you.
And was it still there?
It was there, so I figured, well, as long as I'm in there anyway.
That was a funny dream.
What the hell was funny about it? It's your fault for not letting me call up and stop that convict from coming here.
Oh, gee. Mr. Howard wouldn't hate nobody. Oh. He has a nice, gentle face.
Oh, gee, so did baby face Nelson. So did pretty boy Floyd. So did Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis?
Yeah, don't you remember Tony Curtis and the Boston Strangler? Used to go around ringing ladies' doorbells there. Of course, they all opened the door, because who's going to slam a door in Tony Curtis's face? No, they give him a big smile, let him in. 10 minutes later, they give him a bigger smile, right across the throat. I was talking to the boys down at Kelsey's about it, Edith. They all say the same thing. They all say they would not have a dangerous criminal working in their house.
Mr. Howard ain't dangerous. If he was dangerous, Sing Sing wouldn't let him out days to work.
Sing Sing hadn't ought to let him out at all. Guy wants to get out of the pen before serving his time. Well, let him escape like other guys.
Archie settles back into the bed.
Jeez, Edith, when you think of it, you know, armed robbery.
Yeah, but he only used a toy gun.
Oh, is that what he told you?
Yeah. And he showed me a card trick, too. I'll do it for you.
Oh, jeez, he's going to do me a card trick at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I've been practicing. Now watch.
What else can I do?
She flicks cards all over Archie.
Boy, Edith, that was slick.
In the morning, Mike, Edith, and Archie have breakfast.
Arch, these programs give guys like Nick a chance to become useful citizens.
Yeah, yeah, I know all about that. And the guy's probably sticking up a bank on his way here now.
He can't. They ain't open yet.
Arch, we gotta help Nick. Otherwise, he's just gonna go on robbing.
I can tell you how to keep some of these guys from robbing.
Oh, yeah? This I gotta hear. Go ahead.
Well, all right, but one thing, take a bank. You know, in behind the teller's case there, the girl ought to have a button on the floor, see? So when a gunman comes up with a gun, he sticks it there. She taps that button there, a trap door opens, the crook goes right down the chute and slides right to the nearest police station.
That's brilliant. You know, I thought you were going to come up with something stupid.
Before you, huh? I got something just as good as that. Well, here it is.
Should I be writing this down?
No, it's short. You can remember. You know, inside a bank, in the upper part there, what do you call a mezzanine? All right. You put three sharpshooters right there in the mezzanine. When a crook goes up to the teller's cage and takes out his gun, the three sharpshooters up there, they blast him.
Arch, what if one of the sharpshooters accidentally hits a little old lady standing behind the crook?
Well, so what? The other two sharpshooters ain't gonna miss the crook.
Mike rubs his forehead.
I wonder what's keeping Gloria. She'll be late for work.
Oh, she's not going to work today, Ma. She's got a little cold.
Let me tell you something. Your daughter never had no colds before she got married.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that when she was single, she always wore something to bed.
You know, that's the kind of remark I'd expect from a guy who wants to slide crooks under the city. I'm going to take this up to Gloria.
Oh, that's nice, Mike.
All right, I got to go to work, Edith. Now, remember, when that boss plumber Strinsky gets here, I want him to stick around at all times while the convict is working here in the house, huh?
All right.
Now, remember that now.
Now, here's your lunch. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Oh, easy, easy on this side. Okay, remember, now you keep your distance, huh? Keep your distance.
Yeah, I will.
There.
Howard's at the door.
Good morning, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, good morning there. Where's the warden? Where's Strinsky, the boss?
Oh, he'll be by later. Can I come in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on in, come on in. How much later?
Good morning, Mr. Howard. Would you like some breakfast?
Well, I think I better go right to work.
Well, how about some...
Archie nudges her.
Hey, you keep your distance from the man. They don't have girls up there in Sing Sing. A woman goes slithering by a guy like that, he'll go boy's sake.
Oh, see you later.
Goodbye, Mike.
Wait a minute. Where are you going, Meathead?
I got an early class. I'm going to school.
Wait a minute. What about your wife?
She'll be all right. She's just got a little head cold.
Wait a minute. The head cold never stopped the sex prevoid.
Oh, that's true. Not if he really loves the girl. But I still gotta go to school.
Mike leaves.
I was talking about the women there and the convict in the kitchen. In the kitchen alone with Edith, and I don't hear any breathing.
Archie runs to the kitchen, where Howard's working under the sink.
Hey, Edith!
Oh, Archie, are you still here?
Edith.
He mouths, get over here.
Distance. I want you to call a plant on a phone right away. Tell him I ain't coming in for work. Tell him his tooth is flashing up on me again.
Oh, yeah, all right, as soon as I get back.
Where you going?
I'm going over to Louise's to borrow some aspirin for Gloria's cold and for your tooth.
Yeah,
I'll be right
back. All right, hurry up.
Oh, you ought to see a dentist about that tooth, Mr. Bunker.
Oh, no, I'll be all right. I don't think I want to go to work anyway. I think I'll stay home. Maybe I'll use my time to inspect and clean my guns.
Oh, you're a gun collector, Mr. Bunker?
Well, I got a couple of souvenirs I took off the crouch in the war. You know, WW2, the big one. I got a .45 caliber German Schmauser there. And over here, I got a .38 caliber German Flugel with a telephonic sight. I shot a German colonel in the butt with that.
Well, you must have seen plenty of action.
Where are you going?
Upstairs. I got to work in the bathroom.
Well, wait a minute there. Wait a minute. Now, I wouldn't want you to do that because my daughter is up there and they're taking a shower.
She ain't going to get very wet. I turned off the water.
Wait a minute. No, what I mean to say is that... she's taking a nap up there, and I wouldn't want to wake, you know, to wake her up. So why don't you do something else that you can take? Maybe you walk around the block until Strinsky, the boss, gets here.
Mr. Bunk, if you're worried about me being upstairs with your daughter...
Yeah, well, I am.
Howard flails his wrench.
I knew it. I knew it. That That's why I get so uptight being on the outside.
Hold it, Nick. You never want to express your opinions with a monkey wrench. There's the bell. I think I'll answer it, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, no, don't get uptight about nothing. Don't get uptight, Nick. No, I'll just answer the bell over here, huh? Yeah. Strinsky, it's about time. Get in here.
Thanks a lot, Arch.
What are you talking about?
For popping off at Kelsey's last night.
Huh?
You told the guys I was hiring help from the mafia? From the mafia?
What are you talking about? I never said anything. I told everybody that you give a job to an armed robber. I never said nothing about the mafia.
All I know is Barney Heffner called me. He said he don't want no killers working on his water heater.
Oh, Barney Heffner, jeez.
A few more remarks like that, I'm going to be out of business.
Now, look, Mr. Strinsky, you know, if it's going to be a problem, maybe I better not go with you on that Heffner job.
That's right, I'll handle that myself.
Mr. Strinsky, what about the job after that?
Edith listens in.
Well, to tell you the truth, Nick, after today, I don't think I can use you anymore.
I wonder why I ain't surprised.
But look, Nick, I got a plumber friend of mine up in the East Bronx. He's always looking...
Hold it. My mate just put in a word there, Nick. I wouldn't take no jobs up in the East Bronx. Of course, there's a strong criminal element up there.
Will you knock it off? It's your fault to stop.
Well, no, it's not his fault. It's my fault. You know, I should have known better. Never let them talk me into this cockamamie furlough scheme. I think I'm going to give up plumbing until they start rehabilitating you people on the outside.
Howard hands Strinsky his wrench.
Oh, no, Mr. Howard, you mustn't give up. Remember, failure comes from the inside first. It's there if we only knew it. And you can win, though you face the worst, if you feel that you're gonna do it. Edgar A. Guest.
Them are only words, Mrs. Bunker.
Oh, but they say a lot. Nick, you wouldn't want to let down Edgar A. Guest.
Who the hell is he, another plumber?
I wouldn't want to let you down, Mrs. Bunker. If I can run into one person like you one day out of 30, maybe I can stand the other 29 on the outside.
Howard looks to Archie.
Give me that wrench, huh? I gotta finish my job.
With a wink at Edith, he hurries upstairs.
Hey, what are you standing here for? Ain't you going up there with him?
What for? He can handle the job. I got some business to take care of down the street.
What business you got down the street?
Barney Heffner. I gotta cool him down.
Oh, look at this. Out the door with him. I never saw a situation like that. What are you doing with the cards?
What?
Edith perfectly shoots the deck from one hand to the other.
That shows you Mr. Howard is a good person and a good teacher.
Let me see the cards. Give me the cards.
Let me show you how to do it.
You don't have to show me nothing. I seen how to do it. So hold the cards, you bend them in there, right?
Yeah.
Your hand ready there? And you...
Archie flicks cards all over the room.
You moved.
Archie, don't feel bad. Unlucky in cards, lucky in love.
She kisses his sore cheek. Directed by H. Wesley Kenny. Story by Bud Weiser. Script supervision Don Nickel, Michael Ross, Bernie West. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Cliff Osmond, Nick Howard. Sidney Clute, Mr. Strinsky. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.